I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashburn, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha, Conemaugh, Wapak, and Milwaukee.
Okay, so January lasted about 120 days this year. Well, at least last weekend, it felt like summer. It was beautiful. And it's going to be a beautiful day today in Wisconsin. So let's just say that summer has unofficially arrived here in the Badger State. Well, we're going to talk about what to do in the coming month when summer officially arrives on the calendar in June. It's Tell John Where to Go today, and we're looking for your ideas on a great Wisconsin getaway this June. Gary Knowles is my guest, Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers based in Des Plaines, Illinois, and a contributing travel editor for the online publication American Boomer. He's our monthly contributor on our Tell Joy Where to Go programs. Well, Joy Cardine's not here today. You get John Munson instead. Gary, good morning.
Hey, good morning, John. Glad to be able to tell you where to go today.
Yeah, take a number, pal.
Yeah, for sure.
People lined up around the block want to do that. June is coming. It's just around the corner. And, of course, in Wisconsin, we would be remiss if we didn't start with the fact that June is dairy month. There are dairy breakfasts all over the place during the month of June. And, of course, it gives us an excuse to roll out that famous old slogan that used to be used in dairy month promotions. You can whip our cream, but you can't beat our milk. There it is. I've
got to admit that I haven't heard that one for a while, John.
Yeah, well, that goes back a long time.
Well, it's good. It's good that somebody remembered it. I think. It is great to have Dairy Month on top of us here. If you go up to Sparta, for example, the 5th to the 8th of June, they've got that Butterfest taking place up there. And Sparta is a neat place. Yeah, you've been to Sparta, right?
I have.
And have you been, in addition to being in Sparta where they have the Butterfest, have you seen the Deke Slayton Museum they have there?
No, actually, when I was in Sparta, the Deke Slayton Museum didn't exist yet.
Okay, well, it's neat because they have, I had a chance to stop in the other day, and they have a piece of the moon there. In case you haven't ever seen a piece of the moon, there's a piece on display in Sparta, and well worth stopping in to see that. But then they also have one of the original spacesuits that Slayton wore when he was part of the Mercury program, and some really neat artifacts from the space race stuck up there in Sparta, Wisconsin, which is a pretty little town in any case. But, Slayton was actually from, just down the road there, and I think it's Elon, Wisconsin, and quite a nice museum. So if you're going for the Butterfest, I would say duck into that space museum too.
Okay, well, May is not quite over yet. There's a few things still going on in May, and that will happen this weekend. Why don't we highlight a few of those?
Why, sure. As a matter of fact, we were talking about the start of summer, and I always consider it to be sort of Memorial Day weekend, even though the calendar might disagree a little bit. I think one of the things that really tips me off is that Bayfield annually starts it up at the top of the state with their Bayfield in Bloom celebration. And, of course, our own Larry Mueller usually goes up there and does a garden talk show, which they've done. They did that, I think, in the middle of May. But now the flowers are starting to come up. Actually, there's daffodils and flowers all over the place up in Bayfield and up in the Apostle Islands area. Good time to be up there. The interesting thing was last weekend I had a chance to be up there, and the temperature in Ashland, I believe, was around 84, 85 degrees. And if you drove just a few miles north up to Bayfield, about 20 minutes north, it went down almost 30 degrees up there. So it was really kind of an interesting weekend. Of course, all the ice that people enjoyed looking at as ice caves out in the Lake Superior area hasn't all disappeared yet. As a matter of fact, if you go to Bayfield and out to Madeline Island, there's kind of a procession of bergy bits, little icebergs that float through there. And really, it's kind of interesting because the temperature is warm, the sun is out, and there are little icebergs floating through.
Yeah, I was actually, I spent the weekend on Madeline Island right after Bayfield and Bloom's kickoff, which Larry Mueller attended, and it was like 75 degrees, but you looked out at the lake and here were chunks of ice. It was a nice contrast.
Yeah, it really is. And I was in touch with some people yesterday who said that they're still there, and I assume you occasionally get a chance to see that too, but they said there's still bergy bits floating through. So if you want to see a real unusual scene, that would be a good place to go. Other things that are taking place before we get to June, we have the sheep to shawl demonstration going on in Mineral Point, where they're going to take a sheep and shear it and turn the wool into a shawl by the next evening. So it's kind of a two-day process, and they're going to shear it, clean it, spin it, weave it, knit it, whatever they do to it. But it's going to be a big driftless fiber fair taking place in Mineral Point this weekend. And it's always kind of interesting because they have a marketplace set up. And I know there's a lot of knitters and people into fiber art who will be there. And always kind of a fun place to visit anyway if you get down to Mineral Point.
Wow, that sounds really cool.
Yeah, and the sheep really likes it too, I guess. So, no sheep is going to be harmed in this process, but it really is kind of neat because they do it all in one fell swoop down there, as they say. Another thing taking place, actually on the 1st of June, over in Racine, the Wind Point Lighthouse, as long as we're talking about Great Lakes and things like that, the Wind Point Lighthouse is the oldest and tallest working lighthouse still left on Lake Michigan. And if you go over there on the 1st, you can climb that whole 144-step, 112-foot structure. And they have lighthouse climbing opportunities, I think only about four or five times a year. And June 1st, July 6th, August 3rd, September 7th, and October 5th, they're going to be open. So if you've never climbed the lighthouse, I'd suggest trying that. I made the climb out at Cape Hatteras out in North Carolina some time ago, and that one is about 268 steps. And I've got to say that when I got to the top, I was bushed.
Yeah, I bet.
That is a big climb.
So, it makes my knees hurt just hearing about it.
Yeah, I figured I could probably use a knee transplant by the time I got to the top. But it really is neat. It's a nice lighthouse, and this one's right here in Wisconsin. So go check it out, Wind Point Lighthouse over in Racine, and well worth doing that one. That'll be kind of fun. We also have taking place on the 31st. We mentioned Mineral Point. I should have mentioned that this evening in Mineral Point, actually the pub night is taking place Saturday, I mean tomorrow night, and pub night will be taking place at Pendarvis Historic Site, and they're going to be bringing in some of that great beer that they make over there, some of the craft brewed beer. There'll be wine available, and there'll be songs and games, kind of a fun night in old Cornish tradition in Mineral Point on Saturday night.
Sounds like a great time.
Yeah, it's always good. And Pendarvis is a really neat place. It's like the miners' settlement over there in Mineral Point, and well worth checking out.
I see that here's something that I know that Judith Sears Poisson will be interested in Baraboo. Drop in on bats.
Yeah, they have a, I believe the DNR is putting that one together.
Yeah, Devil's Lake State Park.
Yeah, at Devil's Lake. And it's an evening hike where you get a chance to go and surprise the bats.
And, is that a good idea?
Well, I don't know how the bats feel about it, but the people that do the hikes really have a good time, John.
So. Well, next we'll see if we can get a bat on for a response.
Yeah, good idea. We'll check that one out.
We need to take a quick break here, Gary, and then we'll come back and we'll have more opportunities for people to tell John where to go. What Wisconsin events do you have, dear listener? Do you have circled on your June calendar? How do you plan on enjoying the summer-like weather in Wisconsin? What's your favorite summer hotspot in the state? Looking for advice on things to do in a particular part of the state? Well, this would be a great time to call us and get an answer to those questions. 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. 1234. talk@WPR.org. talk@WPR.org is the email address. You can also go to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page and leave your comment or question there. Gary Knowles is my guest. We'll be back to talk about more great things to see and do in the Badger State in just a moment. I'm John Munson in for Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
It's summertime, 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 summertime.
Well, it feels a little bit like summer this week across the state of Wisconsin, and so we're just going to go ahead and say, well, Memorial Day weekend was the unofficial opening of summer. It's Tell John Where to Go on the Ideas Network today. John Munson in for Joy Cardine. Gary Knowles is my guest. He's Upper Great Lakes columnist to the Journal and Topics newspapers based in Des Plaines, Illinois, and a regular contributor to our Tell Joy Where to Go programs. Gary, I just wanted to mention a couple of things, or at least one. For golfers, you can, as golfers no doubt know, the 2015 PGA Championships will be played at Whistling Straits in Kohler, and I understand that we can already get tickets or pre-register for tickets. Gary, what's up?
Yeah,
with
no,
that?
that's right. And as a matter of fact, that's one of the things that we want to really encourage people to do is think far ahead on this one and get signed up. There's actually a pre-registration process that they're going to be implementing. The PGA, the Professional Golfers of America, are doing this. And if you pre-register, you will be able to buy, they have preferred ticket packages that will be available in this coming up in August. So the key is to get pre-registered, because then you'll get into the list that allows you to really sort of select from all the packages and really pick the one that you want for the 2015 PGA, which of course is going to be held in the Kohler area, and it's on Whistling Straits over there, and really is going to be quite another outstanding event. I don't know, John, do you have a chance to get to either of the two previous PGAs that were held there?
No, I did not. I've never been to that golf course, and I've always wanted to go over there, but not to play. It just looks way too hard for my game.
It's a tough course. I had the opportunity to play it, and I spent a lot of time walking around in the Kikuyu grass looking for golf balls, never finding my own, of course, but it really is. It's a great course, and it's a walking course where you use a caddy if you go over there and play it yourself, but it's a spectacular, stunning views of Lake Michigan that were actually kind of created by Pete Dye, who's the architect in association with Herb Kohler over there, and really ranked as one of the very top golf courses, not only in Wisconsin, but in this country and in the whole world. So when that championship comes up in 2015, you really want to be able to watch it over there. The whole world will be watching.
And the Ryder Cup will be played there in 2020, I understand.
In 2020, the Ryder Cup is coming, and hopefully Tiger's knee will be better by then, and that hopefully he'll be playing again, because when Tiger Woods plays, it really makes a huge difference for the viewership, of course, and that means a lot of people will be coming. So I think what I heard is that he's supposed to be playing again later this summer. He probably won't make the U.S. Open, but it should be good. And yeah, sign up now, get your pre-registration done, and get ready for that championship in 2015. It's going to be some fun.
800-642-1234 is the number to call to tell me where to go. Tell John where to go today. Joy Cardine off today. I'm filling in for her, and you can tell me where to go in the state of Wisconsin. And maybe give a shout-out to your favorite summertime event, 800-642-1234. You can also leave a comment on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. James did that. James, I agree. Drinking beer at sunset is always nice, although now not so much with all the mosquitoes. Wow, they're making up for lost time, I think.
Well, yeah, I noticed the mosquitoes have started coming out. A couple chasing me last night in my backyard here in Madison. But
I think they've been taking performance enhancing drugs, because I swear they're at least three times bigger than they were last year.
Well, and the other bad news on the insect front was that the scientists up north are saying that all the snow cover probably was good for the ticks because it kept them from freezing to death. So,
oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so there's more good news for you. But
okay.
Hey, never mind them. There's plenty of good stuff going on, and you don't have to worry about
them. Hey, here's something I wanted to be sure to highlight, noticing on this calendar that you so graciously provided me. We can visit our Wisconsin state parks for free on June 6th and 7th?
Yeah, it's really kind of become an annual June tradition now that the DNR gives you a couple of days of free admission to any of the state parks in Wisconsin. And let me say, it really is well worth doing. Boy, there's some beautiful parks. You know, people know Devil's Lake and they know Peninsula Park up in Door County. They may know Big Bay. I was up there last week and did a wonderful hike around the Big Bay Park up there. But there's some really neat little ones tucked in that people don't get to see. If you get a chance, I would say go down and visit Nelson Dewey Park down at Cassville. Wyalusing is pretty well known, but it's beautiful. You can see the confluence of the Wisconsin and Mississippi rivers down near Prairie du Chien. Wildcat Mountain is a great place. You can actually take horses out there. You know, at Point Beach over in Manitowoc, there are so many really wonderful places that we've preserved in the state parks, and you can go to them free. And you know, and I've got to say too, it's free for the 6th and 7th, and you know, and well worth going out there for that. But you know, the other thing is, all year long you can go to the state parks, and the cost of getting a state park sticker is not that great. So go check them out when they're free, and you'll see that you probably want to go back more than once and enjoy them.
And I understand that same weekend is free fishing weekend. No
yep.
licenses needed to fish in state waters.
Yeah, that's right. Bad news for worms, because all the people can go fishing for nothing. And you can actually fish in any of the Wisconsin waters for free on the 6th and 7th. And so if you want to go out and chase muskies, by all means, go do that. And if you want to maybe tempt a trout to take a nibble on your line, go try that too, because the 6th and 7th is the free fishing weekend. You don't need a license. And, you know, Wisconsin has actually more than 15,000 lakes and 13,500 miles of navigable rivers. So there's plenty of room out there for you to go step up and see if you can bring a fish home.
Well, speaking of fishing, there are a lot of fishing tournaments and festivals related to fishing in Wisconsin in June. My personal favorite, because this is where I grew up, is the Muskie Festival coming up in June.
Yeah, the Muskie Fest is coming up in Hayward. And there's actually a couple of muskie fishing tournaments that take place. I know the one in Hayward is the 19th to the 22nd, and that's the 65th annual Hayward Muskie Festival taking place. And, of course, there's more than muskie fishing that goes on there. They actually crown the Muskie Festival Queen, which is always kind of fun. There's a 10K run, a 5K run. People will be dancing in the street. Children's games, a lot of fun going on with that one. Actually, coming up even sooner in Fond du Lac is the Walleye Weekend Festival, and they've been celebrating that a long time up there. I don't have a number on which one this is, but they always do a lot of good up there, have a lot of fun and games, and go chase walleyes up in the Fond du Lac area, so that's kind of fun. And then there's also... also coming up, we have the Carp Festival in Fond du Lac, or not Fond, I'm sorry, in Two Rivers and Manitowoc area. And just looking for the date on that one, I know that's coming up a little bit later here this year. So there's, you know, a lot of reasons to get out and go fishing and have a great time doing that.
That's the 7th, the Carp Fest in Two Rivers is the 7th and 8th.
Okay, great. Well worth checking that one out, too.
And music lovers, plenty to do in Wisconsin in the month of June. Let's see. I think I saw here someplace Spooner's got a blues festival, their third annual coming up. And that's in June. There's plenty of other musical things. Of course, Big Top Chautauqua opens up in June. Lots of entertainment and some of it outdoors, some of it indoors. But lots of great places to go and listen to music and see people perform and have a great time with that.
Yeah, that Blues Festival, I think, is the one in Spooner that you're referring to.
Yeah.
And that's coming up the 20th to the 21st, and should be really good. I think that Canned Heat and Johnny Winter are coming to that. Now, I've been around long enough to remember when those guys were first on the scene. And
Canned Heat, wow.
Canned Heat, yeah, that's on the road again.
I won't sing a chorus.
Yeah, but Canned Heat was good, and Johnny Winter is fabulous,
wow.
Guitarist.
No
and,
kidding.
Yeah, and that's the 20th to the 21st up in Spooner. It's their third annual Blues Fest up there, by the way.
Madison's rooftop concerts are on June 12th.
Okay, and we also would be amiss if we didn't mention Summerfest coming up, of course.
Oh, absolutely.
And Summerfest is so big they actually had to cut it in half and do it in two parts now. And so the 25th to the 29th is the kickoff and the beginning of Summerfest. And that goes on over on the Milwaukee Lakefront area, of
okay.
course.
Well, Gary, we have to pause now for some news. And when we come back, we'll continue with our events calendar for the month of June. Lots of great things to do and see in the state of Wisconsin this summer. Tell John where to go at 800-642-1234, talk at WPR, or leave a comment on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm John Munson in for Joy Cardine on the Ideas Network. Where to go today on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. John Munson in for Joy Cardine. Our regular Friday segment. You get to tell us what you think we should be doing and seeing in the state of Wisconsin. Gary Knowles is my guest, Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers and a regular monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. But first, it's time for this week's Wisconsin Life. Warmer days allow for all kinds of adventures outdoors. Writer Justin Isherwood tells us about the wondrous perspective found on the barn roof.
My grandfather built the barn in 1904. A decade was to pass before he built our grandmother the white farmhouse he promised. The barn is a wide-shouldered gamro, big timber in the mows, lesser wood thrown across the purlin and the rafters. As a barn, it reflected the pinery age just then past. My father added on to the gamro barn in 1946. Uncle Kingsley had come back from the war, and in those long months, he and Kingsley the Marine had a chance to catch up, to make peace again with the world as a soldier must. In 1956, we did it again, only this time a free arch barn in line with the gambrel roof. The window at the peak of the old barn lined up neatly with the roof of the smaller barn. My brothers and I soon discovered this juxtaposition and routinely climbed the ladder to that crow's perch and out on the roof that neatly surveyed the east end of our farm. I came to love that barn roof, its perspective, the separation it was from the ordinary life down below on the planet. This was years before John Glenn and the Mercury astronauts focused the national attention on spaceflight, but our sensation of low Earth orbit was about the same. An odd discrimination comes from watching over a place. When watching from above, I understood better why God existed. To have that overview, that historical nerve, the eternal perspective to see what comes next and how it all fits together, as is a good lesson to gain from a barn roof. Once I decided to spend the night on the roof, not telling my mother, of course, never mind I would be careful. I nailed the sleeping bag to the roof with shingle nails, which didn't do the sleeping bag any good, though it seemed a perfectly sensible technique at the time. Ours was a dark night, horizon to horizon it was dark. In that sleeping bag, nailed to that barn roof, I was no longer below the sky, instead halfway to Sirius and Betelgeuse. Not under the stars, but amongst them, I was sleeping on the edge of heaven. If there is a view that fundamentally alters who we are and who we think we are, it is to look across the sky on a dark, cloudless night. That better part of dark when daylight has moved to the far side of the earth and the sky vault acquires a depth that is beyond the mere majestic and sensed is a volume of endless space rather than a two-dimensional backdrop. The child's mind is untethered by such a gaze. Humanity, all of it, the last 1,000,000,000 years becomes infinitesimal, a grain, a speck, and such a speck as to be downright scary. Your sense of Jesus and God is affected. Heaven and hell, the President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, Winston Churchill are dust motes against this measure. I did not repeat this night on the barn roof often because there are only so many holes you can put into a sleeping bag. Besides, the bag cost me $3 at the surplus store and the chicken feathers were leaking out.
Justin Isherwood is a writer and farmer in central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Wisconsin Life is a collaboration between Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. For more information, visit our website, wisconsinlife.org, and find us on Facebook. I'm John Munson in for Joy Cardine today on the Ideas Network. This hour, we're telling me where to go. Your chance to tell me where I should go and what I should be doing in the state of Wisconsin. 800-642-1234, talk at WPR.org, or leave a comment or question on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Gary Knowles is my guest. He's our regular monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go segments and a contributing travel editor for the online publication American Boomer. Gary, before the news, we were talking about music, and I know there are a bunch of other music festivals going on and lots of opportunities to see and hear musical performances in the state of Wisconsin in June. Let's go through some of them.
Well, yes, yeah, certainly we should do the other half of Summerfest, which I think I gave you the first half of it, and we said that it's the 25th to the 29th of June, and then it also continues, picks up again on July 1st, and goes through the 6th. So certainly the big music event of the summer is Summerfest, but there's other neat ones that do take place, and I don't think we mentioned that Danbury has the Yellow River Folk Music Festival taking place. That's the 28th of June, and they're going to have the 2012 Grammy winners, the Okie Dokie Brothers, are going to be there. So if you haven't heard the Okie Dokie Brothers yet, here's your chance to do that, and that should be some kind of fun. There's also the National Women's Music Festival taking place in Madison on the 26th to the 29th of June, and they're going to have all kinds of workshops, concerts, theater presentations, and, of course, music. Lots of good music going on in the National Women's Music Festival, the 26th to the 29th. There's also, I should probably mention, and I know you know this, John, there's music associated with virtually every little festival, and there's a lot of good local groups that play, and I've got to say that in a lot of cases, you know, it's not going to cost you anything to hear some really talented people from your own community who will be out there performing, and well worth checking it out. There's also some good music going on at the Blues Festival in Monroe, that's in association with the Monroe Balloon Rally, and that's going to be the 13th to the 14th down there in Greene County, and they're bringing in some interesting people. The Jimmies will be playing there, who are pretty well known down in that part of the state, but also the Everly Brothers of the Blues, the Bel Airs, will be performing at the Monroe Blues Festival and the 13th to the 14th.
Well, reliving a chunk of my youth, I see that Grand Funk Railroad and the Guess Who are going to be in Wisconsin in June.
They are. They're coming to Baraboo, and they're going to be up there at the Ho-Chunk Gaming Parlor at the Ho-Chunk Casino, and so if you haven't seen Grand Funk in a while, here's your chance, John.
Wow.
Go down and get young again, hey?
If only it were that simple.
It'll be fun. There are also, also neat little concerts, like in Neshkoro on the 13th, they're having a gazebo concert, and they do those kind of throughout the summer up there. So well worth taking your lawn chair out and grabbing a seat and listening to some music over at the edge of the river in Neshkoro.
Fitchburg has concerts at McKee coming up on the 16th.
They do, and Fitchburg is always kind of a fun place to go anyway, but they have the concerts over there that will be taking place. I think it's about 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock. The concert actually starts at 7. People will start gathering about 6 o'clock, but McKee Farms Park is the place to go for those, and well worth doing that.
We should mention that there are a lot of places you can go online to get information about what's going on in Wisconsin. Gary, why don't you just list a few of them?
Certainly the granddaddy of them all is the State Tourism Office TravelWisconsin.com website. Just go to their events page, and you'll find tons of events there, and they have a lot of good ones. And another one that I enjoy going to that sometimes picks up little events that don't get into the real big one is the WisTravel.com. That's WISTravel.com, and that's another neat website that is actually done out of the Wisconsin Dells, I believe, and it has a lot of good ones on it. And then Whisk Online, WISCONLINE, Whisk Online is another one that has some events. If you go to all three of those, you'll have so much stuff to do you don't know where to turn.
Well, there just aren't enough days in the month of June. We've got a caller. Let's go to Joyce in Franklin quickly. Joyce, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on. I'm so tickled. I'm so busy this time of the year because I'm going to all these places. And I did want to say that in Waukesha, the La Casa de Esperanza holds their annual Fiesta Waukesha, and it's a very delightful little place. It's a three-day thing, and I think it starts on the 20th of June and runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm going to be volunteering one of those days, but I'm definitely going in just to enjoy the music and the dancing and the flavor of the Mexican community that they have there.
Well, that sounds great. And what day was that again?
That was the 20th of June.
Okay. Add that to the calendar.
Joyce.
And then I have family that comes up from Chicago. And the following weekend, we're going to be going to the Cedarburg Strawberry Festival. Because I have a six-year-old who insists that we have to go there.
I'm glad you mentioned that one. That's one of the big events coming up in June, kind of on my list that we hadn't mentioned yet. But they typically get about 100,000 people for that, as I understand.
Wow.
And if you like strawberries, it's a place to be. You can have them on ice cream. They make wine from strawberries up there. They have strawberry brats. I don't know, John, you ever heard of it? Strawberry brats?
No, I have not. No.
But, everything strawberry is at the Strawberry Festival, Cedarburg, the 28th and 29th. Of this month.
And so, by the way, the La Casa de Esperanza is June 20th and 22nd.
Okay.
The internet is a wonderful place sometimes. Joyce, thanks for the call. We're going to take a quick break. Gary, when we come back, we'll spend the rest of the time reviewing what else is going on coming up in Wisconsin. Plenty of an opportunity for you to tell me where to go. What's your favorite thing to do in June? What haven't we mentioned yet? You say, come on, guys, you should have talked about fill in the blank. Lots to do and see in our great state of Wisconsin, and we want you to tell us all about it. 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Gary Knowles and I will be back in just a moment. I'm John Munson, in for Joy Cardine on the Ideas Network of WPR.
It's summertime, 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 summertime.
Okay, so January seemed to have 120 days this year. We're past that now. It's May. It's beautiful. Summer is pretty much here, and we're celebrating that today. Tell John where to go. John Munson in for Joy Cardine today on the Ideas Network. Gary Knowles is my guest. He's a frequent contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs, and we're kind of going down the list, Gary, of things to do and see in Wisconsin in June. 800-642-1234 if you want to get your favorite spot in. What do you like to do in June in Wisconsin? The flowers are out, plants are growing, the leaves are out on the trees, lilacs are blooming. There's all kinds of things to do and see and smell and taste and consume in the Badger State. So tell us your favorite at 800-642-1234. So, Gary, what haven't we mentioned yet that we really want to be sure to get to?
Well, I, when you mentioned the word consume, The thought of the wine dinner coming up at the Blind Horse Winery in Kohler really hit me right square in the consume button, because
you have a consume button. Okay,
yeah,
good to know.
They're doing an incredible 5-course wine dinner pairing up there. They have winemaker Thomas Nye, who is the winemaker at Blind Horse Winery, which is a new one, by the way, up in the Kohler area. And he and executive chef Nathan Getch are getting together, and they're putting together this 5-course tasting menu at this fabulous winery, which is in Kohler, and well worth checking out. I think they probably have a limited number of seats available, so it would be worth going to the website and finding out immediately if there's still seats available. But the Blind Horse Winery, good place to go, and some really interesting wines they're making there. So definitely that would be one thing to do. And then, you know, I know you asked for us to tell you where to go in Wisconsin, but let me suggest, I've got one place outside of Wisconsin on this list that I thought we should put on here. One of the big festivals kicking off the summer every year is held in the M State, Michigan, and it's over there on Mackinac Island, and really well worth going to if you get a chance. It's their Lilac Festival. This is the 65th annual Lilac Festival, and of course there are no cars over there, so you're going to have to leave your car, take a ferry, go over. They have horse-drawn transportation. It's the home of the Grand Hotel. You've probably seen that. But it is really a great place and a wonderful festival. So if you're looking for a fun thing to do, you can take that drive up around Lake Michigan, go across the bridge at the Straits of Mackinac, and go over and visit Mackinac Island. So that's a possibility for you.
Well, you mentioned your consume button. Here's one that you probably don't want to miss, Gary. It's in St. Croix Falls, the Fête des Fleurs, meaning Flowering of the Vines. It's the annual summer festival at Chateau St. Croix Winery.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. They're making some good wines up there in St. Croix Falls, and it's a celebration of the fruit of the vine, of course, of the grapes, and they have arts and crafts and all kinds of stuff like that going on with it, and you can bet that there will probably be some good music played. They have carriage rides, and that's the 21st and 22nd in St. Croix Falls.
We're getting some calls, Gary. I want to make sure we get some of these in before we run out of time here. Shannon is in Beaver Dam this morning and joins us. Shannon, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I'm calling about the Jersey Street Music Festival that's going to be held the weekend of June 20th in Horicon, Wisconsin. It's a 3-day festival, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and people such as Zick and Gab, The Mutts, Blessed Feathers, Colin Graham, all kinds of people, international, absolutely free 3-day festival. So it's kind of like a little tiny summer fest in this beautiful small town on the marsh.
Yeah, Horicon's a beautiful little town, isn't it?
It is. It's gorgeous, and June is fantastic.
Oh, great, great. And so, and the price is right, too.
Yeah, free. I like free. Free is good. Shannon, thanks for calling us. We've got a Facebook post here. Walter writes on Facebook, the Winnebago Fine Art Fair is June 8th at South Park in Oshkosh. Lots of good art and food. Also, the Lions Club serves strawberry shortcake and sundaes.
Well, that sounds good.
I'm liking that. Tovey in Trempealeau is with us this morning. Let's see. Tovey, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. I'm calling to remind everybody that Trempealeau County has great bicycling. I'm actually on a bicycle right now in Trempealeau County. And along with our bicycling, we have wonderful vineyards, great views, Mississippi River, Perot State Park.
And hills.
And lots of hills.
Yeah. Don't ride off the trail there now.
Yeah, be careful. Careful about using that cell phone while driving.
Well, actually, I'm biking, so that's good. And I'm now stopped looking at what was once the most photographed farm in the state.
Okay. Toby, thanks thanks for the call, and enjoy the rest of your ride. What a beautiful morning it is in Wisconsin.
A great
time to be out there on a bicycle.
It is. I just want to say welcome to the west coast of Wisconsin.
There you go.
It is beautiful country over there.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. Thanks
for the call. Let's go quickly to Ann in Manitowoc next. Ann, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I wanted to remind you about a fantastic music festival in Manitowoc on June 20th and 21st. It's Metro Jam. Free outdoor festival. We have Copperbox, J.C. Brooks and Uptown Sound on Saturday night, Ruthie Foster, La Force Electric. And again, it's in Washington Park in downtown Manitowoc. Really fun festival.
Okay, and thanks for telling us about it.
That's great. Yeah, Manitowoc also has a submarine over there. In case you haven't been on a submarine for a while, the USS Cobia is open for tours.
Wow. What haven't we mentioned yet that we really, really, really need to tell people about?
Well, Prairie du Chien has the incredible big Skinner Rendezvous taking place on the 12th to the 15th. And this is one of the largest reenactment fur trader rendezvous that takes place anywhere in the Midwest, actually probably anywhere in the country. And that's the 12th to the 15th, Prairie du Chien down at Villa Lewis, and well worth checking that out. And I also want to give our motorcycle friends a shout out. The 13th to the 14th in Minocqua, it's their summer Thunder Motorcycle Rally, and the benefit for that is the Lakeland Area Special Olympics. So a huge ride up there, great roads up in that area, well worth doing. And, of course, for the beer fans out there, we got to mention on the 14th, Bailey's Harbor has the third annual Door County Beer Festival taking place. Good chance to go over and try some of those great craft beers. So might want to mention those things too, John.
And there are a number of charity golf tournaments taking place around this date in June. You can check all of those out. Always a great time to get out and play some golf and do some good at the same time.
Right, and a shout out to our friends at Greek Fest in Racine, the 13th to the 15th, one of the greatest Greek festivals anywhere in the country that weekend. And then, of course, the same weekend, the Polish friends are getting together up in Milwaukee, so we don't want to forget them. They're going to be over at the Henry Meyer Park, and we've got Polish Heritage Festival taking place there.
And let's not forget about the Polish Festival in downtown Milwaukee.
And that's a good idea, the Polish Festival in Milwaukee. I think we said that enough now, huh?
Okay. And I understand there's a Polish Festival in Milwaukee.
Yeah. That's what they're saying.
Okay. Well, I'm partial to Polish sausage myself. Well, Gary, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and always a pleasure to talk to you. Hope to run into you up in Bayfield one of these days.
Well, we'll catch you somewhere around Wisconsin, because I know we're traveling around here a lot, John. Have a good one. Thank you.
You too. Gary Knowles, Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers based in Des Plaines, Illinois, a contributing travel editor for the online publication American Boomer. He's our monthly contributor to Tell Joy Where to Go. Bill Martins produced this program. Robin Cherry handled on-air production. Christy Taylor was our director. Stick around. Lots more to come on the Joy Cardine program. John Munson in for Joy Cardine today. And we're going to be talking about something a little more serious next hour as we delve into what's going on with that VA scandal. We'll get a couple of members of Congress to give us their views on that. That's all coming up here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.